Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. A sense of urgency. In the kitchen at Per Se, one of the best restaurants in the world, there is a sign. All it says is a sense of urgency. That's what a great chef, a great service staff, a great organization has. A great person needs it too. Yet far too many of us lack this. In Meditations, Marcus Aurelius chides himself for acting as if he's going to live forever, as if he has unlimited time. You could be good today, he writes. Instead, you choose tomorrow. He tells himself he needs to concentrate like a Roman and do the task in front of him as if it was the last thing he was doing in his life. In short, he needs to attack everything with a sense of urgency. We all do. We say that we're doing it, that we're working on something, but are you? Where is the progress that proves it? It seems more like you're acting like you have forever, that the customer isn't all that important, that it doesn't matter if the food gets cold. You need to hurry up. You need to get after it. Not with frenzy or haste, but with all deliberate speed, with purpose, with the concentration of a Roman, the clarity of a person who understands that tomorrow is not a guarantee. People, progress, your destiny, it's waiting on you. It demands a sense of urgency. I actually talk a lot about a sense of urgency and quote that line in part one of Discipline is Destiny, the Power of Self-Control. Hustle is obviously super important, that sense of urgency, but then it has to be balanced with deliberateness and care and sweating the small stuff. It's captured by an expression that was a favorite of the Roman Emperor Augustus, festina lente, make haste slowly. And anyways, I talk all about that in Discipline is Destiny. And I hope you check it out. I'm really proud of the book. The book's doing great. I've heard from thousands of you all over the world that have enjoyed it. You can grab Discipline is Destiny, the Power of Self-Control anywhere books are sold. We've got signed copies at dailystoic.com. And I do hope you check it out. And of course, wish you much, much discipline. Following the doctor's orders. This is today's entry in the Daily Stoic. Just as we commonly hear people say that the doctor prescribed someone particular riding exercises or ice baths or walking without shoes, we should, in the same way that nature prescribed someone to be diseased or disabled or to suffer any kind of impairment. In the case of the doctor, prescribed means something ordered to help aid someone's healing. But in the case of nature, it means that what happens to each of us is ordered to help aid our destiny. Marcus Aurelius's Meditations 5:8. It is funny, right, to think about in the Roman days, someone being prescribed to walk without shoes or to ride a horse. Also, I guess, better than being prescribed bleeding. But we'll get to today's meditation. The Stoics were masters at analogies and used them as a tool to help strengthen their reasoning. Here, Marcus Aurelius observes how willingly we will put up with unpleasantness if commanded by the magic words, doctor's orders. The doctor says that you've got to take this nasty medicine and you'll do it. The doctor tells you that you have to start sleeping hanging upside down like a bat. You'll feel silly, but soon enough you'll get to dangling because you think it will make you better. On the other hand, when it comes to external events, we fight like hell if anything happens contrary to our plans. But what if, Marcus asked, the doctor had prescribed the exact same thing as a part of our treatment? What if it's as good as taking our medicine? Well, what if? What's so magical about those words the doctor orders is that we feel like we don't have a choice. Of course, you don't have to listen to the doctor. I guess some people don't listen to their doctors. But you go, oh, well, they know better. They chose this for me. That's what the treatment of this disease, ailment, sickness is. Who am I to object? I will accept it and I will go along with it because I want to get better. But then when you're stuck in traffic or a job turns out to be harder than you thought, or a relationship turns out to be more difficult than you thought, you have to do anything that you didn't expect, you didn't want, you don't like, because you feel like you have a choice in the matter, you don't want to do it. But what if, Marcus is saying, actually, this too is chosen to make you better? And in a sense, that's what the obstacle is the way as a philosophy is really about. It's this idea that these things aren't things we have to do. They're things we get to do, things that were chosen for us. You can see it as some sort of higher power if you want. You can see it as fate if you want. You can just simply see it as a thing, but that it is something that's going to make you better, that it was assigned to you, right? In Meditations, Marcus Aurelius talks about how he goes, it's unfortunate that this happened. And then he catches himself, no, it's fortunate that it happened to me, right? He was saying, oh, no, wait, this was chosen for me. I am right for this. This is right for me. So stop fighting. Stop pushing against the thing and see it as a prescription. See it as part of the process. See it as an assignment you've been given. How will you handle it? Are you going to be a good patient or a bad patient, a good student or a bad student? This is everything. These things were chosen for you, and all you have to do in turn is choose them back. It's not that life is short, Seneca says. It's that we waste a lot of it. The practice of memento mori, the meditation on death, is one of the most powerful and eye-opening things that there is. We built this memento mori calendar for Daily Stoic to illustrate that exact idea, that your life, in the best case scenario, is 4,000 weeks. Are you going to let those weeks slip by, or are you going to seize them? The act of unrolling this calendar, putting it on your wall, and every single week, that bubble is filled in, that black mark is marking it off forever. Have something to show, not just for your years, but for every single dot that you filled in, that you really lived that week, that you made something of it. You can check it out at dailystoic.com/mmcalendar. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
There's a lot of things we know would be good for us. Problem is, we don't have time. It's just tougher. I think therapy is like that. We all know that sitting down, talking to someone, really working on our issues will make a difference. So the problem is finding a therapist, driving across town, all of that, right? And that's where Talkspace comes in, today's sponsor. Because by doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easier, more accessible, and more affordable. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. You can have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your home. And Talkspace is secure and private using the latest end-to-end grade encryption to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter code SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/stoic and enter promo code SPACE80, that's 80, to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/stoic, promo code SPACE80.